These are the Barah Ministries announcements for April 9th, 2023. Prayers, please, for the persecuted church around the world. I was thinking about the Apostle Paul this morning and how he was beaten 5 or 6 times. He was stoned, all for the sake of the gospel. And because we live in the United States, we don't think that that stuff happens. But I have friends in China who have to sneak into homes to pray and to be Christians. And so prayers, please, for those folks, that God keeps them safe and makes a way for them to worship him through the study of the word. It's Cool Guy Birthday Week. First of all, happy birthday to Pastor Rory Clark. Yeah, come on. Come on, give it up. So it's my birthday on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, the next cool guy, John Miller. Come on, give up some love for the April babies. April babies are the best. And then Darian Martinez, our buddy, our little football buddy, who's sleeping in today, so I'm scratching this off. Never mind about that one. But anyway, Darian, have a happy birthday. Barah will have a leaders meeting on April 15th, which is this coming Saturday. Looking forward to that. Our after service discussion begins next Sunday. So immediately after service, we'll just kind of sit around for 30 minutes and talk about the lesson and talk about Christianity. I think that's going to be a really welcome addition to our lessons, because we kind of come here and we hear the lesson and then we go back out, as opposed to asking questions about it. Do you know that on the Ask the Pastor, I never get any questions? It's just crazy. And I know you have questions, I think people are so afraid to talk about God because they know so little about God. Well, when you don't know a lot about God, that's exactly the time when you ought to be talking about God and asking questions about it. And I don't think any of your questions are stupid. I've been asked some questions that I thought were really stupid, and then when I stopped to think about it, they were profound. Like in one conference a long time ago, this lady asked, what is God the Father doing right now? And I had prefaced the question and answer session with, there are no stupid questions. And she asked that question. So when all the pastors got together after the session, I said, hey, guys, you remember when I said there are no stupid questions? How about that question? What's God the Father doing right now? We all had a really good laugh. And then we started thinking about it. And within a day, I came up with about 100 things that God the Father's doing right now. You know, he's listening to prayers. That's a full-time job. He is executing the plan of God. He's doing a lot of things right now, so there really are no stupid questions, and all of the questions force us to ask ourselves things about the Word. So ask, and stop worrying about whether you look good or not, because I'll just tell you, you don't, and that's not a big deal. I mean, every time I go to study, I realize how little I know, and I've been studying the Word of God for 50 years. So, you know, if I had this feeling that I was so stupid because I don't know everything, I would never come and teach you. So anyway, this after the service discussion should be really fun. The 13th annual Coeur d'Alene Conference in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho will be August 4th and 5th. Make your reservations now, because Coeur d'Alene's busy in August, and it's beautiful in August too. So come on up and enjoy that conference. It's always a really good time. Barah Ministries has a newsletter. You can share the Word of God with your friends. And if you want anybody on the list to receive the newsletter, all we need is an email address. Send that to Denise@barahministries.com. Look, the newsletter is the chance for people to have a spiritual life. And every one of you, whether you know it or not, is a spiritual being. You were created by a spiritual God, and you need a spiritual life. You've got a health life. You've got a money life. You've got a career life if you have a job. You have relationship life. But you need a life with God as well. And of all the relationships we have in life, that's the one we probably spend the least amount of time with. And that is perfectly fine as long as you're healthy. But at the moment when you find out something like you have cancer, I was watching a show this week that you've probably heard of, The Price is Right. And all the people in the audience were people who were cancer survivors. And you look at this woman, and if you saw her in the airport, you would think, oh, nice person. She had pancreatic cancer and got over it, and then she got liver cancer. You know, double banger. Now, when you get cancer, when you hear that word, or you hear some word that connects to there's something wrong with you that could be terminal, is Facebook going to help you? Instagram going to help you? It's not. And that's not the time when you want to start having your spiritual life. You want to start having a spiritual life way before that so that you have a resource to go to where you can have the confidence that you're not in this situation alone, that God is with you in the situation. So this newsletter may just seem like a newsletter and another email, but it's not. It's got the truth of the Word of God in it, and you can share it with people that you care about. And then there's also an app. Barah has an app. So go to the Apple Store or to Google Play or to the Microsoft App Store, and you can download it for free, and you're going to have all Barah Ministries all the time. So when you're in your car, rather than listening to the knuckleheads who are on the radio now spouting their opinions, which for the most part are uninformed, you can listen to the Word of God and get some spiritual truth inside of you. And if you're really cool, you share the app with a friend a week. You know, if you share it with 52 people in a year, you've really done something. It's really significant. And this morning in my prayer session, I was thinking about all the people I know, and I was wondering how many of them I've shared the app with and how many of them I've shared my ministry with. And not enough was the answer. So let's take care of that. Those are the Barah Ministries announcements for April 9th, 2023. Who dat?